Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. The other 10 became indignant at James and John for having asked the question, "Can we sit at your right hand or at your left hand?" Now, I don't think they became indignant because they thought, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe they asked that stupid question." I think the reason why they became indignant is because they wanted that spot, because they were thinking the same thing. Now, not having siblings, I have not personally experienced this, but I've seen it in friends of mine, particularly as they get a little bit older, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and their parents get older, and perhaps their parents even die. And as the siblings are gathered around, and it's usually over a few beers, they start joking with one another and say, "Well, I was always mom's favorite." And I think that's a little bit of what was going on here with James and John. They started to convince themselves that they were Jesus' favorite. They felt this way because he paid so much attention to them. He spoke directly to their hearts. He made them feel wanted and special and loved and called by God. But what they failed to recognize, and I think sometimes we can fail to recognize, is that absolutely everyone else felt exactly the same way. The reason being is because Jesus gives us 100% of God's love. And having received that, we can easily begin to think that, well, there can't be enough for anybody else if I've got this much. But that's because we're thinking in human terms and not as God is. And the other part that they began to miss is that one of the gifts of having received 100% of God's love is that because that love is limitless, because it is infinite, when we give it away, when we share what we've been given with one another, we will never run out. It's a limitless supply, which is for us the reality of how Jesus Christ's presence is still active in our world. It's active by our actions, by our words, by our love, because it's flowing out of us as part of the body of Christ. Having been baptized into the baptism that Jesus was baptized in, and having truly drank out of the same cup, the cup of life, the cup that is Christ Jesus' presence. Never ever think that there is a limit to how much you can love, because you have Christ in you, and he loves you without limit.